You are Locked On Wolverines, your daily podcast on the Michigan Wolverines, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
It is a dreary Thursday, cold, dreary, rainy, overcast. Good day to just curl up and forget about the world. Locked On Wolverines podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. I am your man on the ground, Isaiah Hull, publisher of Wolverines Wire, through USA Today Sports Media Group. And since it is Thursday, we are going to the Michigan mailbag. It is back. Not a lot of questions this time around. But you know what? That's all right. But that means that some of the people are normally in segment two or in segment three, because, like I said, not a lot of questions. But like it kind of is like, what do you, you know? One of the questions is this a quiet, one of the quietest spring football that you can recall? And I mean, it's almost like spring football isn't happening. Now, I know it is because, A, we're meeting with people. Number two, I take Zuri for long walks every day, and every other day I see them out there practicing. So, is what it is. Let's get to it. Starting with our leaders and best, James Crudup at James Crudup 6. With Michigan having to reach further down the quarterback board, on a scale of 1 to 10, how important would you say it is to get a great QB in this recruiting class and or in general, given Harbaugh's use of the transfer portal at the position? I'd say it's somewhere between a 6 and a 7. I think you do need to get a – this is not a knock on Dan Villari, because I think Dan Villari probably was just under-scouted, right? He's probably a lot better, in my opinion, based off the film that I've watched on him, than people give him credit for as a three-star that was way down those boards. But they also were putting all their eggs in the C.J. Stroud basket that year, on top of J.D. Johnson, who obviously had to medically retire. I think you at least need a, not necessarily even a Cade McNamara level, four-star, who's well thought of, but who had broken all the Nevada State records. I think you need someone who at least came into it with J.D. Johnson type accolades, right? Like maybe J.D. Johnson sat behind Spencer Rattler, but hadn't really shown a ton yet, and then had a really good year, but cut short his career because of the heart issue. I think you need a good four-star. I'm disappointed that Michigan was not able to get Drew Aller. But realistically, because, okay, transfer portal is seemingly working for Jim Harbaugh to some degree. I mean, not as good as you'd hope, but still. It's working to some degree in the sense that they're able to attract talent regularly at the quarterback position from the transfer portal. And really, I mean, you can win a national championship doing it that way, obviously. We've seen it happen for Joe Burrow. You can make the playoffs with a transfer portal quarterback. Justin Fields. Name a Oklahoma quarterback that's not Spencer Rattler, right? There's plenty of paths to get there. I think Alan Bowman could be that guy. But realistically, quarterback recruiting on any level is always a 10, because that's the most important position on the field, and you're not going to do a lot if you don't have that quarterback. So I'll say realistically, in the sense of what they will get, 6.5, and I think it would be serviceable enough to at least keep Michigan relevant. As far as to, and obviously, again, the transfer portal is out there, and it's going to become that much more prevalent, especially if the one-year transfer rule does go into effect. But, one-time transfer rule, rather. But, I mean, honestly, you want to be pulling in an Elite 11 quarterback every year. And you'd rather lose that guy to the transfer portal than having to go out and get one from the transfer portal, if you know what I mean. Because you already have him in-house. He's already there. He's already learning the system, building continuity with his teammates, so on and so forth. Josh Barr at Jadicky, picture, if you will, 2 weeks from now, and you are recording a podcast about Michigan making the Final Four. Who is your best guess at which player exceeds expectations up to that point of the tournament to make the Final Four run a reality, and why? What are your thoughts on the not NCAA property hashtag conversation happening on Twitter? I'll start with the latter part. I think that it's important, right? because I saw, who was it that said, like, listen, y'all are making $900 million off of us, and we don't get anything. And I know name, image, likeness is coming, but you see, like, what was served to Hunter Dickinson, like, that's half of my breakfast, right? And he is a much bigger gentleman than I. It looked paltry. Like, treat these guys like they're, at least, if you're not going to give them money, roll out the red carpet a little bit more. Because it does start to feel like it's NCAA property. And the shut up and dribble type comments, like, come on. I understand. This is the way things have always been done. That doesn't always make it for make it a good excuse, right? Sometimes you need to change things up. Recognize that things can be better. So as far as that's concerned, I think it's great that the players are speaking up for themselves here in that light. As far as if Michigan makes the Final Four, who do I think will be the guy who really steps up? It'll be one of three people. Mike Smith, Sean D. Brown, or my actual pick is Eli Brooks. Eli Brooks, the last couple games, has been great offensively. I think that I'm seeing shades, and I don't mean this as an actual parallel. I mean this as far as grit and toughness. I literally just said this on the M Zone moments ago. Shades of Muhammad Ali Abdul-Rahman. Maybe not to the point where, like, he's finishing games the way that Muhammad Ali Abdul-Rahman was, but you're starting to see him go out there and create his shot, become a little bit more prolific in that light. So he is the one that I want to see not just finish with 6 points. I want to see him finish with 12. I want to see him finish with 14, 16. And I think he can do it because we've seen him, I think, the last two games, he had 16 points or something like that. I want to see Eli Brooks continue that ascension. I want to see him become that go-to. Because you know what? Hunter Dickinson is going to become that much more of a priority, or at least he should, with Isaiah Livers. That's my own name. How'd I forget my own name? With Isaiah Livers out. So, with that in mind, I want to see that backcourt become that much more important. Because someone's probably going to be open. If people are paying attention to Hunter Dickinson, which they will be, someone else will have an opportunity. I didn't say Franz Wagner because I think Franz Wagner is going to be a focal point regardless. At least he should be. Franz needs to have between 14 and 18 point games every single game, especially round two. They face either LSU or St. Bonaventure, assuming they get past, they don't become the second team in one seed in NCAA history to lose to a 16. But assuming they play one of those two teams, Franz has to be big. They cannot afford to have, like, without Livers out there, they cannot afford to have half the team not play well. You need 66%, two-thirds of the team to go out there and do their due diligence offensively. So I think it goes in that order. Eli Brooks. Actually, I say Eli Brooks, Mike Smith, Sean D. Brown. That's what I'm going to go with. Switching to football, my brother in metal, Michael Wolf at MWolf21. What position group are you hoping to see improve the most this season? Quarterback. It's definitely quarterback because quarterback improving means that the wide receivers are probably improving. Means the running game is probably improving. Means that the pressure is taken off the defense a bit. I know that's a really easy thing to say, but it's the quarterback position. Michigan needs to turn that corner and have a quarterback that can at least do what we saw in Harbaugh's first 2 years. If they can do that, heck, Shea Patterson's greatest hits. I know, again, not the most popular name in Ann Arbor. Reasons completely escape me why, but you need to at least get back to that. No 2017 and no 2020 quarterback play. That's where I'm at. 2015, 2016, parts of 2018 and 2019. Finishing us out in segment one, Jimmy Whitner at Jimmy Whitner One. Is this the quietest spring practice in Michigan football memory? And I will go ahead and answer that right away. Yes, I do feel like it is. I think that's partially they are really in the lockdown. I mean, because they are, right? They're more in a lockdown than the general public, on top of the fact that, you know, instead of having like three practice, you know, three media availabilities a week, we get maybe one or two. Just not getting as much intel as far as that. People aren't able to go outside of that football building. Number two, what are you looking forward to most in the tournament? I would say, I don't really know. I just want to see how they respond without Livers. And I think, and I said this on the M Zone, I think that if Michigan at least goes out there and takes their opponent on Saturday seriously, theoretically, they should be able to figure out how to do this without Livers and do it with Brandon Johns, who also, by the way, I think needs to be in the 8 to 12 point range every game as well in order for this to work. Everyone's got to do a little bit more. So I want to see how they respond. And I want to see Michigan get past the Sweet 16. I think that that would be successful without Livers. If Livers was in, it's Final Four or bust. But circumstances change. Number three from Jimmy. Game recommendation for the PS5. That one's a tough one, because I haven't touched it in like a month, a little less than that, because I've been playing Control again. I had to start from the beginning. I had started on PS4, but when it came out with the PS5 version, which was released for PS Plus members early, the port didn't go through, so you had to start over. Control is the game that I've been playing, and I love Control. I think it's an excellent game, but I haven't finished it. I would recommend Demon's Souls, but it's really difficult. I'm only on like level 3. And I lost like everything, so I've just kind of not done it. And then outside of that, I would say Spider-Man Miles Morales, which I haven't played, not because it's so fun, but because I just didn't want to finish it, because it was so much fun. So, but don't forget about the preloaded game if you already have a PS5. Astro's Playroom is an absolute blast. FYI. All right. Let us move on. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it is now impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. So why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating question, like is your Honda Odyssey an LX or an EX? And wait while the counterperson orders the parts on their computer, choosing only the brands that their warehouse happens to carry. You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home, and guess what? You have it in your pocket as well. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules to brake parts, to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices that you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck right locked on in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. All right, our next two segments are going to be a little bit shorter than usual. Have three question askers in segment two and then two in segment three. All of y'all would normally be in segment two, but did not have any randoms to throw in segment three like we normally do. So not a knock on y'all. I did it at random, but I did keep Jim in the north at up at the top. So we'll start with him. Listening to the Gaddis pod, which was the one from Wednesday, just kind of sympathetic but kind of frustrated. This was speed and space guy. Put the defense in conflict. This is the zoom offense everyone wanted. And from the scores, it isn't better than the 15-16 offenses. Would we have been better if Harbaugh had kept it? Can you win big with a conventional pro-style offense? Would defenses set to defend the spread be at a disadvantage? Is this finally the year that the offense takes off? Well, you hope so on the last one, right? This is year three. If it doesn't, then you've got bigger problems. But with that said, I think that you see, if you watch critically, a lot of the speed and space stuff is there. It's just the players aren't lying when they say there's just been little technique issues. And from erratic quarterback play, wide receivers not necessarily getting to their points, not getting off their blocks, certain things like that. But like, you can see what Gattis is trying to do. It's worked better in some games than others. And Gattis, I think, had a really good point, which we talked about at length on Wednesday, about the offense getting in holes, having to get away from the game plan. So you hope that they've built better contingencies for if they do get in a 21-0 hole, that they have a better plan of attack to be able to say, all right, well, we can score. We can get three touchdowns real quick. That's the kind of offense we are. If you're up 21-0 on Ohio State or Alabama, I don't think you're really concerned if you're one of those two fan bases, right? You feel like just stack a couple scoring drives and you're good. Let the defense do just enough. But so I'm not that down on it. It's just a matter of execution, and that's been lacking. So I think that there's some bright spots. I think the offensive line is better than those 15-16 offenses. So at least you have that. I think that you've got more dynamic running backs than Devion Smith and Ty Isaac and Chris Evans and Drake Johnson. Personally, I think that that's true. And I think that you have more dynamic wide receivers than Amaro Darbo and J.U. Chesson. But you haven't had the quarterback play. No, you don't have Jake Budd either, but there's some promise in the tight ends room, and we'll talk about that with a later question. I think that there is a lot of opportunity. It's just a matter of execution, and it starts with the quarterback. That's why you got to like the Matt Weiss hire. I'm not saying you got to, but that's why I like it. So if it doesn't at least take a big step forward, and when I say big step forward, I mean not just from 2020 to 2021. I'm talking you need to see it go from where it was in 2019 with Shea Patterson to at least a step forward from there and hope it's a lot better, because I think they have more playmakers even now than they did then. Overall, at least more promise of it. Jonathan Joseph at JJoseph2156. Who is your projected unsung hero going to be from the 2021 football team? And that one is actually where we're going to talk about the tight ends, because I think it's Eric All. Eric did not have a good year in 2020. But the drops that he had, it's like, What were the things that we were hearing coming out of practice the last 2 years? Guy catches everything. It's like having the yips at that point when he comes into games. And now he's the guy, right? Eubanks is gone. No Sean McCune. It is Eric All. It's Eric All, Matthew Hibner, and Louis Hansen. That's your tight end room. So I think that, because this isn't to kind of answer Jim as well, a conventional pro style, it that is gone by somewhat by the wayside, but they do have a pro spread. This is still it still has pro style elements. It's not a true spread per se. This is not Steve Slayton and Noel Devine, right? But I think that Eric All, if the offense takes off, a lot of it is going to be predicated on having him being that guy that can threaten the defense in the middle of the field, the big body that can go out and catch some stuff. He would be my choice. KRT at Farmerk84, how would you rate the Brian Jean-Marie hire now looking back on things? It's such an incomplete. I can't really say, was that good? Was that bad? It netted Junior Colson. I believe he was in on the duo from St. Thomas Aquinas as well. So I would, but it's six games, really difficult to really judge where he stands on that front. That said, I like that they brought in George Hillo. He's a guy that obviously, I think he did a pretty decent job with Maryland and their linebackers. And you can tell, one way that you can kind of tell things is by the ascension of a position group. And I know Hillo isn't there in College Park anymore, but linebackers were clamoring to go to Maryland. They got, what, Brandon Jennings, and they also got a five-star linebacker. That kind of tells you a little bit about the way that players see themselves working with a position coach as well as the overall vision of a head coach. So that's what I think about that personally. All right. We've got two more askers. We'll get to them in just one moment. But before we do, betonline.ag. It's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Listen, the NCAA tournament starts. By the time you're listening to this, it will have started the first four. So you got that. Football is over, but you also have the NBA, you have the NHL. Those things are going on. BetOnline also covers awards shows, TV shows, reality TV. They have real-time updated odds, props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and the odds is the best way to place your bets. And guess what? It's free to sign up. Head over to BetOnline.ag to sign up today. Receive that 50% welcome bonus using the promo code LOCKEDON, your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Now, we're also going to talk a little bit about Built Bar. You know how much I love Built Bar. Put my money where my mouth is so many times. They've got so many amazing flavors. Almond, coconut, toffee, almond, cookies and cream. Those are all some of my favorites that they have. They're always having new flavors coming out. Listen, it's a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. It's even gotten more delicious since I've had my first shipment about a year ago. I don't just eat one. I always eat two at once. And the great thing about it is because it's low calorie, high protein, low carb. So I can eat two and feel relatively guilt-free as a meal replacement. Or I'm just a little bit hungry, need a snack. Built Bar is right there for you. So go to BuiltBar.com, put in promo code LOCKED15. That's promo code LOCKED15 at BuiltBar.com. Get 15% off that next order. Again, I'm telling you, I'm a huge fan of Built Bar. All right, let's move on. Two more question askers. Zach Van Lente at Lente Zach. Of the staff members coaching a new position or taking on a new role, who are you most confident in and who are you least confident in? I'm assuming that you're talking about like the ones that aren't at the ones that are at different places, right? Ron Bellamy with safeties or Sharon Moore with the offensive line, Matt Weiss with the quarterbacks. Because those are the ones that are changing to different position groups. So I'm omitting George Hillo, who coached linebackers last year. I'm omitting Mike Hart, who coached running backs previously. Well, that's a really hard question. I'll say the most confident would be George Hillo, because he's obviously had the track record there, and for the reasons that I had already said about, you know, you look at a recruiting class and the excitement around a position group. So I'll go with George Hillo as far as the most confident in. Least confident? I hate to do this to him, but I mean, I can't even do it. I was going to say Ron Bellamy with the safeties, but I think as a head coach from West Bloomfield, he's been pretty good, but Matt Weiss has also got a really good track record. And Sharon Moore. I'll go with Sharon, and as weird as that might be, and Sharon's my guy, so I hate doing that to him, but we haven't seen, like, the tight end group didn't take a giant step forward. This is a different animal now. And Josh Gad is saying his praises up, down, left, and right on Wednesday. I just want to see it before I'm like, okay, he's matching what Ed Warner did. Now, the way they talk about him, it's like he's a future star. Obviously, Oklahoma wanted to hire him this offseason, hence the promotion. but I just want to see it. Zach continues, if McCaffrey beat Milton in 2020, what would the QB room look like now? Extra year for Milton to develop. I think
you'd be looking at probably something relatively similar to how it looks right now.
Honestly. Because I think that the same type of results would have ended up happening the way they did. Just my feeling. Like, I think that Milton would have been like, you know what? I didn't win it this time. You know what? I'm out. And I think that McCaffrey might have ended up getting supplanted by McNamara anyway. So that's just my gut feeling on that. All right, finishing us out, Brandon at Brandon S616. What happens first? Basketball team wins three more Big Ten regular season championships, or football wins one Big Ten championship, and why? I thought about this last night because I saw it last night. Really wanted to say basketball because I think this is going to be an elite team going forward. But three more Big Ten regular season championships. Not Big Ten tournament championships, regular season. Remember, it's really difficult. No matter how good, like, Michigan's teams that went to the national championship game did not win the Big Ten regular season. Big Ten tournament? Sure. At least in 2018. Big Ten regular season? Mm-mm. So, even if you're elite, then with the Big Ten being as incredible of a conference as it is basketball-wise, I think there's a shot that Michigan football can get there. Because it doesn't mean that you beat Ohio State. It might just mean that Ohio State, like, maybe you win most of them. Ohio State drops a couple. Ohio State happens to lose to Penn State and maybe like a Wisconsin or another one out there. Because Michigan was pretty close to winning essentially by default in 2018. Had Maryland been able to hang on the week before the game. So Michigan's last Big Ten regular season champion, and Michigan basketball, you remember, has been pretty good going back to the last one won in the regular season in 2014. 1 year they missed the tournament. Otherwise, I mean, they've been very, very good. Won a couple of Big Ten tournaments in there. Had a national championship appearance. I think football can get there. That's why. All right. Amazingly, we won 28 minutes. That's going to do it for us today. We'll be back Friday. I'm sure we'll be talking some basketball, maybe a little football. We'll see what comes up on the docket in the meantime. So thank you again for listening. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.